Yesterday we saw the interest rates are on hold from the RBA, but the big question is, what happens to those people who have mortgages and what's going to happen to them once their fixed rates come off? And apparently they're saying in the next 18 months, everybody who's been on a fixed rate, that will happen too.
Well, that's why we've got Alistair Paskins from Whitsunday Wealth on the phone with us. Alistair, Jay is in this situation right now with a fixed mortgage. What's going to happen?
Oh, that's future Jay's problem.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really envy him. No. In all seriousness, so what generally happens is you've locked in a fixed interest rate. It expires, and then by default, the bank puts you on their standard variable interest rate. So, Jay, you're likely to get quite a large interest rate jump, as you're well aware. However, the repayments, you know, depending on the size of your mortgage, the repayments will vary. But, you know, it's not like if you go from a 2% interest rate to a 7% interest rate that the repayments are going to double. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going to happen here. But your repayments are going to go up, unfortunately.
Of course. And you know what? We've been in a position to budget for that. And I think we've been pretty smart with our money. But it can be daunting for a lot of people. So if people are in, I guess, they're looking at the numbers and they're not just crunching enough for them, what's your advice? What should they be doing?
Yeah, look, I know the standard rule of thumb here is you should start, you know, quote-unquote shopping around. But look, to be completely honest, I think the first thing that you should do is approach the existing bank. You should approach your existing bank and see if they can get a better deal for you. Reduce interest rates. They've got a fair bit of margin when it comes to home loan interest rates. So what I would say is go to the bank first, see if you can negotiate a better deal. If you do want to shop around and go somewhere else, again, like you said, Jay, you've got to really crunch those numbers. And the Australian government has got a really good website called moneysmart.gov.au. I don't know if you've mentioned it before, but it's got a lot of really helpful tools when it comes to you know, everything from investments to mortgages, and it can help you compare different types of mortgages. Because we've got to put this in perspective. People often chase interest rates, and interest rates aren't the only story. If you move from one bank to the other, you've got application fees, you've got mortgage discharge fees, you've got to re-register the mortgages. So if you're saving yourself 0.2%, that might sound like a lot, you know, on a large mortgage. But when you run the numbers, you might even be worse off in the first year or second year by refinancing somewhere else.
It's the tough conversations you have to have with the bank and everyone else, but a lot of people just bury their head in the sand. I'm guilty of that sometimes,
and
too.
And leaving it to the last minute is not the best option for these people to do that.
And sometimes you can't even refix the mortgages for a good time, for a long period of time, because at this point in time, interest rates are refactored in, and the fixed rates again are going to be sitting quite high. So, yeah, you've got to get ahead of it. You either budget yourself or do shop around, but make sure you do your numbers.
What about a third option and win lotto?
Oh, and mate, if you win the lotto, I'd hope that I would be maybe the fourth one that you call.
If I'm not the first, I'll be very dead.
Yeah, like the fourth one. And then I was like, okay, let's negotiate some things here.
Look, great advice. It is something that people need to be aware of. If you are on a fix at the moment, and if it does come off, you need to speak to your bank, like Alistair said.
Yeah.
Mate, thank you so much for that information. Folks, if you want to hear that again, it's on our podcast, of course, the Listener app. And Alistair, people are more than happy to call your firm and have a chat to you guys?
More than happy.
All right, yep. We'll get the details there. Thank you.